Today's episode was recorded during our Voice of Influence Summit 2022, where women learned how to step into their sphere of influence and speak with authority, anointing, and authenticity. I can't wait for you to hear what our guest speaker has to share. Let's tune in. Well, welcome to the next session of the Voice of Influence Kingdom Women Speaker Summit. And here is another Kingdom Woman Speaker that you are going to want to get to know. This is Trina Gunzel. Welcome, Trina.
Thank you so much for the welcome, Lisa. I'm happy to be here.
So honored to have you here as well, and can't wait for everyone to get to know you and find out all about how God is using you in your unique part of the world and unique part of society and how God shows up in what you do. So before we get into anything in regards to your messaging and what you do, I'd love to know, and I'd love our listeners to find out, and just a way of getting to know you, a little bit of backstory about kind of where you came from, what you were doing, and then how you came to do what you're doing today.
Sure. Thank you for asking that. That's a great question. Ever since I was little, I just had a heart for helping people. My parents say I was one of those easy kids that they told me something once, I would literally have a feeling about something and pray for someone or help. And so for me, there were so many things I was interested in doing. And being the oldest sister of my younger five siblings, I decided to go into education. Wow. So I have a master's in education and a bachelor of science in education as well as bilingual education, and then decided to go on the career path consulting. So very first thing right out of college, I was hired in a very competitive bilingual program in Corvallis, Oregon.
Okay.
And that was the very first classroom I taught as first and second grade. And my students did so well, and they were so happy, even in a very challenging school district, that I started getting recruited to train teachers right out of college.
Wow.
So literally, I've been consulting and training for 20 years. And not only helping children really be happy and see what lights them up and discover their skills and talents, but I found the best way I could really help kids was training parents and adults and helping alleviate some of the issues of like poverty and just knowing how to learn and helping parents really be happy so that that had a ripple effect in families.
Absolutely.
That's my bigger intention, is to glorify God in families.
Wow, that's so good. So what were the languages? English and...
Spanish. Yeah, okay, so though my background's Italian, I'm Italian, I'm full-blooded Sicilian Italian, but I grew up going to Mexico with my family on vacations, and my dad was able to speak Italian, and kind of, you know, I was like, what are they saying? I want to know. So it made me want to start learning languages, and that was the most available language where I was growing up.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm in Canada, so for us, bilingual means French and English. So I didn't want to assume. Right. I didn't want to assume. So that's so cool. So now you do consulting. You're a business consultant. You're also a breakthrough coach, as well as the founder of Women in... I want to say motion, but I think I wrote that down.
Yeah, wrong. Women in Power events.
Power, thank you. Women in Power retreats and events. So you've got a few focuses. What would you say is the mission that God has you on? What has God called you to do on the earth?
My big, big mission is helping positive leaders magnify their impact in the world. And I have found that by helping women really embrace our role as like queens of our castle, being the matriarchs, really glorifying our purpose, as far as whether you are single or whether you are a wife or a mother, just being able to see all the different hats we wear and realize one thing at a time we can do really well. But Women in Power retreats is really about, you know, straightening that crown, lifting up each other. And it really is like a space for positive influencers, whether they're authors, speakers. I have a lot of CEOs. I used to work for 10 years deep doing intensive transformational work with marriage couples and celebrities in a very private consultation role, and helping people. And after thousands of hours in coaching, my husband and I actually created a system together to help people where they're literally unlocking these painful things from their past, but looking in a deep dive way and finding the blessings that God has for them in these challenges. And it's really cool because it is a business building program, but it's really about the personal growth, because people don't have business problems. They have personal problems that show up in their business. And so we found that by embedding this really amazing journey that just goes through and helps people elevate in their life, they're able to create new levels of abundance, which means they can tithe more, they can help people more. We have people start foundations. Like, it's an amazing ripple effect around the globe. And that's my bigger motion, you know, bigger mission is to really help families, right? That's to be so able cool. to contribute in a bigger way and embrace who they really are without that pain from the past.
That's so good. You know, I'm reminded of the quote, I think it was Michael Port said that, you know, if there's a problem in business, it's usually a problem with the business owner, you know, in terms of their personal really tapping into, right? We often get in our own way. And as we grow and develop, then it affects everything around us, really.
It's true. And you can feel, you know, a lot of people feel when they're like, I'm just not feeling myself, whether it's under health, wealth, love, relationships, or spiritual growth. There's one of those areas that's usually, I'm like, it's out with the force. You know, it's like, one of these is off. And when we can dial it in, it's like it lifts all of them. So it's really tapping into seeing which one of those areas it is and then finding the right program for them. And luckily, I love teaching on all those things, but we find what's the one area that really needs to be elevated.
Mm-hmm. That is so good, because a lot of times people can be in overwhelm and not really know, where do I start and what to do? And it sounds like you help them to really narrow that down and become aware of where there might be some disconnect or something that may need attention.
Absolutely. That's beautifully communicated, because it is. It's like stopping and simplifying it. So we're focusing on one thing at a time. And most people come through our program. It doesn't matter if they're a newbie, like someone who just wants to start a business. Maybe it's a mama who's like, I just want to be more. Like, I love being a wife and a mother, but I want to use my other skills and talents too. Or a husband who wanted to leave, you know, his day job. It can work for anyone. Sure. But the idea is that these fundamentals of business are the same. And we have literally multimillionaires and newbies alike go through it. And they're like, you teach it in a way that's easy for people to understand. It's so step by step. And they love, my husband and I have masculine and feminine energy. So you're getting both, right? It's a whole person. We speak to both of those aspects. And it's just a neat progression we get to watch, that literally we have 100% success rate. Like, they come out in six weeks with their own business and are rocking.
Wow, that's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about when you stepped out to do more speaking. And yes, you brought through, you were a teacher and everything like that. But what then, moving into an arena where you're speaking, maybe in different contexts and so on, what were some of the challenges that you had to overcome?
One of the challenges, when I was really little, the story where I thought I wanted to be a singer. And when I was tiny, I actually won this little competition. It was like a beauty competition with all my curly hair, you know, and singing. And I was on stage and I was afraid, like I couldn't see my parents, and it was a state competition. And I remember looking out and I didn't want to sing, but I would speak to the person doing the interviews. And so it was funny, because going through and seeing that, it wasn't actually that I didn't want to be on stage, because I had a bit of stage fright. Like, I loved, you know, helping people one-on-one, but then getting in front of big crowds was a bit intimidating. Mm-hmm. But when I worked through and saw, I actually do love speaking and helping people, it opened the door for me of, wow, this is just a way to reach more people. And so I do love helping people, and just facing that fear and seeing, you know, it's not really scary to be in front of people. Like, I teach my kids, we toured full time for 3 years to prove you could work anywhere with a cell phone signal, and went to almost all 50 states, Canada, Europe twice. And it was this big thing. Like, I taught them, your friends are everywhere. You just have to go ask their name. And so for me, you know, what was the challenge of just, I don't know, for me, it wasn't really a challenge, because I collect relationships like people do stamps or something. Like, so I have a lot of friends around the world, that's, and they'll invite me to their podcasts or stages. But I think a lot of people do look at that, like, how do I get booked on stages? Right. Yes. Yeah. So that challenge for me was asking, or, you know, being available and letting people know, like, I have published books. So then they say, will you come on and talk about your book? Or how did you overcome grief? The biggest challenge for me was when my son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 4, because then we literally had a huge fine art gallery and photography studio running, and we ran that business together. And suddenly nobody could help with giving my son his insulin shots or managing his meals. And so we were like, what do we do now? God, why do we have this huge, huge challenge that rocked our world? What do we do now? And that really propelled us onto the speaking path, because we got into studies, trying to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. My son is a speaker. He was a JDRF rep. And so just taking that challenge and finding the biggest blessing God had for us in it pushed us to go speak and help more people, right? Because they would ask, how do you manage this? How did you do this? And so then we were like, well, we might as well help people. We keep getting asked this question. So kind of elevated that speaker path.
That's so good. Wow. 3 years traveling around. That's so good. What a great homeschooling experience. What a great experience training for people, for your kids, I'm sure. Well, yeah. So the fear of sometimes it transfers over. It made me think about even join when the recent pandemic or COVID hit and the whole world kind of shut down. I have some clients. So as a speaking coach, I work with people in helping them to obviously become transformational speakers, but to leverage speaking to grow their business. And there were some that are professional speakers who actually didn't know how to transition during that time, because now, you know, everything was shut down in terms of their going to corporations to speak at different conferences. They didn't have an online presence. They didn't have necessarily digital products like that. And for some of them, even as professional speakers, to say, you know, like being on the camera scared me, you know, so sometimes it's not that, and this is where it can really trip people up, I find, and you probably experience this too. Sometimes we might be competent in one area, but now we're put in another situation that it's just unfamiliar, it's unknown. So we just have to learn how to navigate it, and it could make us a little bit fearful or feel incompetent. But like anything, when you're thrown on the job, you just have to learn how to do it. You navigate through it. So it's a process then of whatever you need to learn. You know, maybe they need to learn skills online. They need to learn different things and just transfer those skills. But fear is, I love how you said that, talking about when you're a child and you were stage fright, but there was something about that you could learn how to now push through that and overcome it.
Yeah, for sure. And you brought up a really good point, because a lot of people, they do struggle making that transition, you know, and I always try to coach them. I'm like, people are the same. If you look like someone you're meeting on the internet or in a relationship, you know, on a messenger or group, it's a real person. And I think for some reason, people, because they watch movies maybe or something, they forget just the personal touch. Like, you know, if we were in the same town, I would love to take you to lunch, but instead we found a way to connect on this. Exactly. And I'm like, yay, I made a new friend. So if you really look at getting to know that person and creating a human relationship and just talk to them like you would, I think that eases the space and makes it more comfortable. And for us, we noticed, since a lot of people had to work at home because of COVID, they got more used to being on Zoom and having to use some of these, you know, educational platforms that before they were afraid of. So our business actually exploded during COVID, because more people were like, I need to work from home, or now that they got a taste of it, they want to, and they don't want to leave their kids to go back to, you know, the 9 to 5. So that's been an interesting transition to speak about.
And so in this whole era of influence, because a lot of times that can be really intimidating for some, we'll just speak about Kingdom Women, because that's who's listening. In terms of Kingdom Women, you may be thinking, if you're listening today, thinking, well, influence, like, who am I? I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a sports athlete, or, you know, someone who's did anything amazing. How can I influence people? But really what you just said there was key, Trina, and that was, it's all about building relationships. And the door openers, I'm sure you have probably lots of stories of influencing and how that grew into opportunities that God used you to influence in different ways, just because you built relationships.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, really, that's how Women in Power came to be, was because during COVID, I was actually going to have a huge celebrity speaker event out in Branson, Missouri, and do a retreat and do like a business inclusive and speaker event. And we couldn't do it. So we flipped it to a virtual format. And I had some celebrity clients, my authors, different speakers. And in that, like, I teach speakers and kingdom builders how to create an offer that sells. I say like cotton candy. It's like a high ticket offer, so that it's really fun, but it uses all of their existing skills and talents, which a lot of people don't focus on that. They think you have to go be something else or create. It's like, we're just going to magnify what you already have. That's the best parts of you. And I talk about like having a, have you ever had a piece of silver, like a silver teapot, and you go and you polish it and then it's just bright and shiny. That's what I get to do for people. You know, it's like,
that's great.
The best of you to radiate and shine and really glorifying God in that work, you know, but that gave us an opportunity to make the whole thing virtual. So the first one we did for Women in Power, we weren't all together at all. We were all over the country. And so it was really neat, because then when we did get together in person, we did a component where we did have the speaker speak and projected to an audience of 400. And it was so amazing. Like, you can reach people anywhere. And I love that you actually help speakers feel confident doing that, because that is an art. You know, a lot of people can't navigate like how to speak quickly, or if you give them questions, they're, you know, fumbling their words. Like, I love that you're doing that for people, because it's really needed, and they can work from home and get paid as a speaker virtually, where a lot just stopped. I had friends completely stop the career and give up because they're like, I don't know how to work if I can't go in person, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or the energy part of that too. Like, that was a big challenge I found with some speakers where they, because they're so used to getting their energy from the audience. I'm like, well, actually, you should be bringing the energy. You can still have engagement online, and that takes skill as well. But at the same time, the focus should be you actually are the energy bringer in this.
That's right.
Mix.
Yeah. You know? And people forget like things like props. I know I do Legacy and Legends podcasts, and we'll do like aloha parties, and for, you know, we do visuals and we do sunshine parties and all this fun stuff. And like, it does give you an ability to bring in props and things and be a little animated, you know?
Wow. I bet those are fun. I can see the fun already. Okay. This is for Katrina that's coming out right here.
That's right. It is. That's, I have a lot of different things. Like, our exclusive business sororities like that, because it gets people a chance to come in. We get a bit to work together once a month for 3 months. Yeah. And then it's like, you build that new like and trust, right? Yeah. So that they're like, yeah, I want to work with you. They'll know, like, I can see you. You would be super fun to work with because you're such a great speaker. You're very personable. All those skills, people skills, right? Customer service that people forget about. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, it's true. So just as we wrap up this segment here, and for those who are already All Access Pass holders, you definitely want to take in Trina's session that she has in there to help you to really step into your sphere of influence and show up with authenticity and authority and anointing that God has called you, because God is calling his daughters to step up and stand in their place of influence. And that might be scary to some of you, but again, God is with you. Who can be against you? It's all about God moving through you to bring about his purpose. All he needs is a yes and a willing body and a willing voice. And he'll take us step by step. I mean, I'm a living testimony of that. I'm sure Trina is as well. And sounds like from part of her story. So if you, for sure, if you're an All Access Pass holder, but if you're not, you definitely want to get that so you can take in her deep dive training in there as well and all the other goodies. So Trina, just as we wrap up here, what would you say to a woman who says, you know, what difference can I make? I'm just one voice.
I love that so much. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this story about the starfish. There was a girl, and she was walking along the beach, and she kept seeing all these starfish wash up along the sand. And someone walked by her and they said, why are you doing that? Why are you taking the time to throw that starfish back in the ocean? And she said, because it mattered to this one. And she just kept doing it, even though there were all these starfish ahead of her. And so for women wondering that right now, I just want to pray this over you and speak this over you. You are priceless. You are so worthy. You are a treasure. And remember, God wants you to have joy. And so really take the time. I know we have struggles. Believe me, as a type 1 diabetic mama who didn't sleep for 8 years, I know it can be tiring. I know if you're single, you can feel lost and lonely. And I just want you to know you are always loved. Jesus is with you. God wants you to have joy. And so look at your life. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy right now, to me, I use that as a little indicator. Am I really not glorifying my skills and talents? Am I not being my true self? Mm-hmm. Because when you try to avoid who you are, sometimes it is in the mess. Honestly, it is in the mess.
Yes, it is.
That's where you find
sometimes
your strength. Yeah, that's where we find our strength. And so don't avoid that with shame. Like Christ gave us the ultimate testimony of everything he went through. I fail personally so I can see and have that parameter of, okay, I can work a little harder. I can try. I can believe a little bit more because the way is already paved for us. Yeah. So we just get to, you know, take a minute and breathe and just today find one way that you can, you know, glorify your crown, put on that armor of God in your own space, wherever you are, and just take a minute to honestly lead with gratitude. Mm-hmm. One little thing today that you can be grateful for. I try to go to sleep and wake up with gratitude. And honestly, that's why I sparkle. It makes a difference when you lead with gratitude.
That's so good. I love that. Sparkling for God and shining.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you so much, Trina, for what you do in the world and the lives that you're impacting and for you stepping into your place of influence and shining your light. We are so grateful that you are. And thank you for sharing with us today your story and the journey that God has led you on and how you're impacted. How can people stay in touch with you if they wanted to connect with you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, by the way, for having me here. It's my absolute pleasure. My name is Trina Gunzel, last name G-U-N-Z-E-L. You can go to trinagunzel.com and there's some freebies on there for you. There's a simple 7 steps to simple sales if you need help with that with your business. There's a women in business group you can join, our Women Power. Just find lots of resources at trinagunzel.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, it's Trina Gunzel. It's actually me. I answer my messages personally, so you can reach out. I'm a real human helping real humans. Yes. So that's a great way.
That's awesome. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the next session. Thanks for tuning in today. And be sure to check out the show notes and any pertinent links mentioned in this episode. Make sure and share this with a friend, a like-minded kingdom woman who wants to learn how to become a positive and powerful voice of influence and learn how to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. And remember, your voice is a vehicle of transformation and needs to be heard.